Hey everyone, welcome back to another Matt Steinwade podcast. Well, I've got the original co-host here today.
Yes, that is me.
Broccoli.
Cooking.
Yeah, broccoli.
Cooking.
Let's do this thing.
Yes.
So I get asked quite a bit about the law of attraction, but that's one thing. But what about business as well? And I thought today would be good to talk about law of attraction and business. How it sort of goes hand in hand, how to use it in business. I mean, we're always using it, whether you know it or not. But like results in your work, company, like even you, Brock, you don't have to be like an agent, like a sales agent or in sales to understand this. It's about creating a career that you want and creating opportunities, like almost, the next step, the next step, the next step. How do you create that uber success in the career that you want?
Yeah. Uber success.
Uber success.
Right, there we go.
Uber. Yeah. So I think that's a good topic to talk about today.
Let's do it.
What do you think?
I think so.
Yeah?
Well, all right, any topic that you talk about.
You start. Go on.
Topic that brought me to start.
You can explain it. You can explain it.
Want me to explain it?
No.
I wouldn't have a clue.
All right. So I think it's really important to understand the stages.
Mm-hmm.
So stages of creation is something that I think a lot of people don't give enough emphasis to. And it's being a bit real about it. So we quite sometimes you listen to Grant Cardone, 10X, and I watch him all the time because I'm interested in understanding like almost the energy that he puts out there around things. But if you really think about 10X, that jump is too big.
Yeah. Well, I remember that day you asked me how I could 10X my photography and video skills, and I just went, I couldn't.
Yeah, no idea.
Then you asked me how to double it, and I was like, well, that's more realistic.
That's right. So first things first, it's stages are really important, and if I look back across my entire career, I've always been really aware of those. So if you're at the beginning, or you're newish, you might want this big light year jump. And let's talk about, I'll use real estate sales because I sort of know that, and it's really easy to demonstrate it. So if you're selling 20 houses a year, but you want to sell 100 houses a year, that is like massive. So that's five times as much. But it's almost, if you somehow found the energy stream to sell 100 without the right, almost the right maturing around it, you'd probably crash at some point. So when things go up really quick, quite often the force is so much that it doesn't stay. And it's like what goes up really quick usually comes down really quick. So steady, consistent growth is what you're after. And understanding that in your energy stream can be, it's the best thing because it's like, it's almost enjoyable. You know, how do you go from 20 sales a year to 30 sales a year or maybe 40 sales a year? So that feels, and the way you feel about it is the indicator. So if you feel like something's like really big, like, it's exciting, but how do you get there? You can almost overwhelm yourself by the sheer thought of what it will take. And that's pretty much, you're not vibrationally ready for it.
Yeah. You just get stuck.
You actually do.
You just don't do anything about it.
You get stuck.
Yeah.
That's why it's not great to look at other people and say, oh, look at those people. They're doing this and I'm only doing this. Mm. That in itself can create a misalignment that can stuck you.
Yeah.
It's almost like you stand still and get a bit paralyzed by it because it's like, oh, where do I even start?
Literally.
Yeah, that's right. So focus on your world first. Use others for inspiration, like we all do.
Yeah.
And I watch people who are going places in all different fields, and I'm like, I look at the energy of them rather than what they're actually doing because you don't know if it's real or not half the time.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing. So when the jump feels right, so let's say you go from 20 sales to 30 sales. You've got to actually take your mind there first. So nothing happens unless your mind focuses on that thing and starts creating it mentally. But the jump, so then you say, how do I get the 30 sales? And you ask questions around it. What do I need to do to get from here to here? Provide better service, prospect a little bit more, all those sort of things. But you've actually got to start to believe it. You've got to start to believe that 30 sales is possible.
Mm.
Like, it's going to happen. I'm excited about it. I feel like I can do this thing. That self-talk is actually you vibrationally connecting with what can be. So if you say, now let's look at you.
Yeah.
How many followers you got on YouTube?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, me or Mia Logan?
You.
Mia Logan.
Well, you, well, same thing.
Yeah, about 7,000.
7,000.
Yeah.
So if I went broccoli, 7,000,
yeah.
10 million. How do you go from 10 million? How do you do that?
It'd be extremely lucky.
Do you,
I hate, you, know, you
do you believe that's possible?
Not at the moment.
Not at the moment, no. The gap is too big.
Yeah.
If I went 10,000.
Oh, yeah.
10,000? See that? Boom. Boom. Easy. It's that instant internal. Your body is so good. Mm. Like, it is so finely tuned to the vibrational world, and we ignore it half the time.
Yeah.
So just by that, boom, 10,000 to you, I know you're going to do that. I can feel that that's on its way. And we're the same. It's that little bit of doubt, you can feel it. I'm going to do this. If you don't really believe it, it's almost like a sinking feeling in your stomach. Or if you really believe it and feel that it's like almost there, it's like it's on its way, you're like, yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. Boom, yeah. Boom. That's why a good principle is to double it.
Yeah.
Doubling it is a really powerful thing to learn. So let's talk about you're here and you want this much. Forget what other people think, by the way.
Yeah.
Other people think you are cool when you get to 50,000. But that doesn't matter. It's going to come if the stream's fast enough. Another thing that I want you to feel around this as well, when you think something and you've given it thought and a little bit of constant thought, it's already vibrationally created and it's 99% there.
That much.
99% there,
yeah, right.
Provided it has a connected energy stream from you. So what I mean is, let's say you're 7,000 followers,
mm-hmm.
10,000. So if you every day you're thinking 10,000, 10,000, I'm excited, I can feel it, 10,000, 10,000. Can you feel the momentum actually building around that?
Yeah.
It's like, it's not even like you're thinking, how is that going to happen? It's like almost expected.
Oh, yeah, it's like us with the 10,000 and we can finally get the swipe up thing.
I look at my thing now, we're 8,000 something, and I actually see it as 10 very easily.
Yeah.
It's just, it's actually moving that way now.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mm. So it's like when you start to, your expectation matches your vibrational flow of thought, you can almost feel them working together. That's when momentum starts.
Yeah.
And that's when you'll get it. That's why when the gap is too big, that momentum actually just falls down the dip and it disappears.
Yeah.
And it goes, so you said stuck, you're exactly right. You get energetically stuck. Everything happens energetically first. The manifestation is the last part. So when you want something, where you are is where you are. Don't be disappointed in where you are, because if you're starting from disappointment, that's a flat nothing spot. Just be like, cool, I'm here, 7,000, 20 sales a month, whatever you are. How do I get to 30? And you almost start talking yourself around it. 30 sales. I'm keen to sell 30. You don't sit there going, I need John Smith to walk in the door to sell a house. You don't even think about all that. You're 30 sales. You start to create this mantra. Write it on a card if you want. 30 sales a year, or 5 and 5, or whatever it's going to be, the number. So I used to have it on a card all the time. I don't these days. I don't need it. But I used to have it on a card and just look at it. 5 and 5. 5 listings, 5 sales. Every month, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5. And I used to say it to myself so much. I could feel the energy almost start to flow like it was a stream. Then you've got to stay there.
How do you suppose to do that?
Yeah. You've got to let it happen. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
You've got to do all the actions and all that sort of stuff around it. This is not an action discussion so much today. But you've got to energetically stay there until it happens. So that's why time is not important. How long did it take me to get to number one in McGrath?
20 odd years.
15 years.
50,
by the time, from
years.
The time I decided to the time it happened, 15 years. But not one day in that 15 years did my vibrational stream change. It was on my screensaver. It was written on my card. It was like all that sort of stuff. I'd tell myself, I'd see myself, I'd talk to myself around it all the time. 15 years though.
That's yeah.
15 years. And even the years when I got to number two and I had to start all over again, I didn't get discouraged. I was like, oh, almost, let's go. Yeah? So it's like once you get there and it happens, boom, it's going to happen. That's why the jump can't be too much. It's got to be there at some point. When it happens, be there and enjoy it and stay there. So you might, let's say you sell 30 properties that year. Let's say you get to 10,000 followers and you're there for 6 months.
Yeah.
The time doesn't matter. Just enjoy being there. Yeah. Vibrationally get comfortable with it. And what will happen is everything around your expectation, what you think, who you are, how you feel, will actually start to operate there now. And you'll be there. And it'll be like, that's expected, almost like that. Like we start every month now, me and Trevor, and we know where we're going to be because we've been there and it's comfortable.
Yeah.
It's like if you stay in a 5-star hotel for 10 years and then you go stay in a 2-star hotel, you feel uncomfortable.
Mm.
It doesn't feel like that's where you operate best, or you feel like you belong, or it's like, oh, hang on, I'm used to this. So you've got to get used to that feeling. Have you ever been to a place, and I know you need to get home, so it won't be too long tonight.
No,
probably.
Not at all.
Have you ever been to a place, you've walked into a room, and you feel really uncomfortable?
Yeah.
So whether it's with like people who are super wealthy, or people who are just not your age and not your vibe.
Yeah.
Have you ever been in that sort of situation? That's an energetic misalignment.
Mm.
You haven't operated there yet. Yeah?
Yeah.
Wealth is a good indication of that. So when you become a certain level of wealth, you hang around people that are sort of similar, like you sort of match most of the time.
Yeah.
And then again and again and again and again. And you can, anything like drug addicts or partiers.
That's true,
Birds
of a feather flock together.
Vibrationally, they flock together.
Mm.
So what I'm going to say to you is if you achieve it, don't rush and achieve something else. Just don't put it up straight away. And we did it recently. We went from 20-20, so 20 listings, 20 sales every month. We've been doing that for years. And we put up to 25. You know what? It actually made us go worse.
Yeah, like crippled you in a way, yeah.
It did. It was just, it wasn't the right timing. It was like our vibration hadn't, it just wasn't in, we weren't there yet.
Mm.
It was almost like we were operating at overwhelmed state doing what we were doing. And we were just putting it up because of our own ego.
Yeah.
Like, oh, look what we can do. And we started to go a little bit worse. So we put it back to 2020 where we're comfortable.
Mm.
So it's a vibration where you feel, yeah, it's easy here. I like it here. I'm excited.
But you still kind of push yourself in a way, don't you?
Yeah, we do. Yeah. Always.
So you still find that balance of not too complacent, but then also trying to push yourself.
Yeah, that's why the gap is important.
Yeah.
So you can double it, but you can also even just move it up a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, a little bit.
It's like going from 2 posts a day to 3 posts a day.
Yeah, exactly.
And then now sometimes, even this morning when I get sent that photo, it was like, I didn't know where that was coming from. It just came because I'm like living in that world of 3 posts a day now.
That's a good example. How many times did I have to remind you, 3 posts a day.
Yeah.
And now you sent me one this morning. Boom, here we go.
It's kind of,
here
we go.
But we were doing two posts a day. That's what I mean. That's exactly what I mean. So let's just talk about the emotions quickly, which are going to take us there. Excitement attracts. So what you said just then. So excitement attracts. Disappointment slows. But disappointment's not a bad thing.
No.
Disappointment is actually a springboard.
Mm.
So when you get... You can't live in the space of disappointment, though. If you do that, or you know, flat or whatever, overwhelmed. I'm going to talk about overwhelmed in a sec. But if you're in the place of excitement, keen, you know, always pushing. So you're satisfied, but you're pushing slowly. Not satisfied, and then pushing so far because you want to be like show everyone how good you are. You're going to fall flat on your face.
Mm.
But if you're satisfied and like, oh, what? What's next? Almost like to start asking yourself slowly. That's the best space to be.
Yeah.
So when you feel satisfied, the gate is open, and then you can slowly move it when you feel the time is right. But it's pretty satisfying. If you achieve a goal, it's pretty satisfying operating there.
Yeah.
Consistently. So when you consistently operate somewhere, I think that's pretty cool. I like that.
Yeah.
That consistent,
sure.
That consistent space. You get what you think about most. So as soon as you start to feel like your thoughts are drifting, like, oh, like I'm so busy, this is like, you know, I'm overwhelmed, it's like I just don't know if I can do this, la la, like, because you're creating more momentum. And remember, when you create more and more momentum, it brings other challenges with it. As soon as you start to feel that space coming along, you're literally slowing the results or the thing that took you there in the first place.
Hmm.
So you get what you think about most. The reason that you got to a place and can achieve something that you set your mind to, or that you like a goal, is because you thought about it so much. Think about it. Like, you just thought about it. I want to do this. Like, how many times have you said, I want to be famous? How many times? You want to be famous?
Yeah.
It's like your driver. You know what you're going to be?
Famous.
You will.
Yeah.
And it's already starting. You go out, how many people say, broccoli.
So many of them.
Broccoli.
Some, yeah.
Yeah, they're all coming. It's slowly. But that's what I mean. The universe does it in slow ways usually. Look at the people that happens real quick, like lotto winners and all this sort of stuff. Boom, they're not ready for it, and bang. Mm. When you become famous, broccoli, you're going to be prepared for it energetically. And that's what it is. It's creating this space where you're prepared to operate at that level. When people go, oh, I really want to be wealthy, and if all this money comes to them, they actually wouldn't manage it correctly because it's a vibration. Yeah. It's a vibrational place where you respect it and you can handle it.
Yeah.
When people get ultra famous, some of them don't like it.
No, hate it, Elton John.
And they go the other way.
Yeah.
They go the other way and become recluse. And how many stars you see that actually kill themselves or don't want to be around or just turn into like weird people because it like literally implodes them on the inside.
Yeah.
But you look at people like The Rock and Gary Vee and all these people, they're actually ready for the fame and it keeps building and building and building and building. It's just like a stream. That's what it is.
100%.
In business, competition is a thing that's natural. You're going to get competition. But remember this, when you focus on your competition, your energy from your own creation is almost like fractured because you're looking at them in jealousy, in anger, in envy, like almost like I'm going to beat you, I'm going to beat you. It's like running a race, and when you start to look behind you, the people like end up catching you. It's the same. Focus on you, completely focus. It doesn't matter if your competition stole a listing off you or stole this off you, they're doing better than you. They're probably not doing better than you.
But in
your mind, you're thinking like, exactly, your energy's going to them and it's actually feeding them.
Yeah, it's so weird how people think like that, eh? Because the competition is probably thinking the same thing about you.
100%. Yeah. 100%. So when you whatever you give your energy to grows. So when whatever you give your attention to grows. And when you give your attention to your competition, you're actually helping them.
Yeah. Literally.
You are helping them grow.
Yeah.
So if you want them to get better and better and better, just give all your focus to them and you will water them like a flower and they will grow. And then you'll be left behind. But if you want to dominate them and run, not just even dominate them, but just power past them, give every single thing you've got to now and what you can do and where you want to go and how good you want to be and constantly keep creating and creating and creating and creating your own energy stream, and then they will start to focus on you.
Yeah, literally.
And they'll have no idea that all the focus and attention they're giving to you is actually just making you go better. And they will be working against themselves.
So tricky.
I'm going to finish on a couple of things here. Stress. You're going to get stressed. Stress is an indication that overwhelmness is on its way. So when you feel overwhelmed, that's your energy stream, literally like going through the rapids. So if your energy stream is creating stuff and it's flowing really fast and you put a few rocks in place of it, what's going to happen?
It'll slow down.
Slow down. Yeah. That's right. That's why rapids are there. It slows down. So what you've been, the coolness that you've been creating when you feel so busy and overwhelmed, that's your body's talking to you. Say, hey, the stream's not flowing as fast. You need to remove the rocks. And the best way to do that is just let the stream settle again. Let it settle. Let the stress sort of, you're always going to be a bit stressed, but let the stress just calm a little bit. And when it calms, the power comes back and flows really easily and you'll feel the momentum start. A lot of people, when they actually get stuck, how many people do contact us say that they're stuck? What should they do?
Yeah.
They're stuck. Can you give me some advice? Yes, let your stream settle. The only reason you've gone from doing really well to stuck is because you've got too many rocks in the stream. Your thoughts, your emotions, your overwhelmness, it's all creating this rocky rapids and you're trying to get your boat through and it's just not flowing.
100% is a good way to look at it.
It is. And then, but you can easily change it. Just take a step back. And water's an amazing thing. If we're talking about a stream, it will find its level again and it will find the peace of it again. And I'm going to finish on this, and that's on alignment. So when your stream is flowing nicely or when you're in a good place, when you're happy, when you've got peace of mind, when you're just happy with where you're at and you feel satisfied, you're going to click into this thing called alignment. And alignment is a space where everything happens. And it doesn't mean it happens in 5 minutes, but it's almost like you can feel the forces of the universe working from inside you out. And it feels like you're being pulled and everything's almost moving apart, and all that you've wanted before is starting to come your way. And when you're aligned, and think about the word alignment, aligning with what?
I don't know.
So if I'm aligned with you,
yeah.
What am I aligning with?
My energy, my thoughts.
Your energy, your thoughts.
Personality, yeah.
Energy, we're clicked in.
Yeah.
So when we say, I'm in alignment, what are we aligning with?
I'm confused.
Think about it.
Ourselves?
Yeah.
And the world around
us? It's the energy stream that's already there.
Yeah.
So no matter where you're at right now, there is an energy stream of excellence, of goodness, of goals that you want, of the rewards, everything. It's already there. And when you feel clicked into that through expectation, belief, thought, feeling good, happy, peaceful, whatever, you'll start to see that this thing is actually quite fun. It's not hiding anywhere.
Mm.
It's right there. And you feel warm and keen and eager. You bounce out of bed and all these things just start flowing your way. And you soon see that creating what you want is nothing more than just feeling your way through this stream and then taking action around it after when you're feeling good. Anything less than that, if you're clicked out or you're stressed or you're this and you're trying to take action with force and just make this thing happen from a place of not feeling that great, you're going to burn out. And when you do that, it's all, when you're there, it's, you know, it's easy to sort of feel like you want to give up. But really, all you have to do is just take a step back a bit, get a bit calm about it, settle, and you'll start to feel the stream again, then go full force back to where you want to go. That's all from me.
Thanks for listening.